to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Because they were married in the community. And I'm surprised they were like...
Yeah, that was wild, bro.
Yeah, I thought like, you know... Because I'm Zunin Tizwa. Whatever you come with, you go with. And they married the Zunin Tizwa. Oh, it was not... Uchirwale, Chirwale cannot... Chirwale cannot leave with Kizwa's... With Kizwa's wardrobe. When the hostel is done, Tirwana leaves with his wardrobe.
I told you it land, Saul. I told you.
Yes, you
I
did.
I told
hey,
you.
I was so like, hey, what's going on? Which one? I was like, hey.
Drunken Saul. Drunken Master Saul.
Yeah, it landed, bro.
Yeah, the Monday show landed. I told you, man.
I was worried about it. I felt like, you know.
You don't want to put it up. Remember, yeah. Something
else that I was like, man, like,
can we record again? We're like, no, yeah, bro. For some weird reason, chillers like it when either myself or you are drunk. I don't know, for some weird reason.
Yes, right? Yeah. And I find it so annoying. I'm like, fuck, I don't feel like I was here, you know? I feel like I was absent.
No, you weren't here, dog. You're in another world, but we love it nonetheless.
But I was here in a nice way.
Yes.
But yes, you know what I mean? So that counts.
Yeah. But the boys, why did you guys put in the Tembe Seete thing? Remember Fiesta Black was speaking about Tembe
Seete? Dude, yes, because Fiesta Black spoke about not a scandal, but Tembe Seete got to studio, they gave her lyrics, it did, and it was literally her song, and now there were two identical songs.
The lyrics
songs
that she had written.
Yes, what's the name? Tunsa Libote
or
Tunsa Lirole. Tunsa, huh?
Tunsa Lirole.
Yeah,
you would know because you guys watched it and took it out.
Yeah, you would know.
Whose decision was to take that out, guys? Was it Mesh?
No.
You would never even fair. Shoot, Mesh.
Let's be fair. Yeah. You and I spoke, right?
Yeah.
And you said there's a... You know, you don't want to bore people, so you can't have a 3-hour episode.
Yeah, the episode was 40 minutes. I said, cut it up.
50.
50.
Yeah. 50. I said, cut it up and make it 30 minutes.
No, you said 25.
25?
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Okay, but then...
And I couldn't even do that.
Oh, yeah?
So it was 140.
It was 140.
Yeah.
And then you took out the Tembe Seete part, dog. That was a nice part. Because that led her to a depression.
Juice. It's
one of the things that led her to a depression.
Yes, because the song became big.
Yes.
And it was her own song. And now she's known as a one-hit wonder when she actually had another big song.
And apparently it was going to be bigger than...
Yes, because her version sounded better than Tembe's version.
Chigubu, yes.
No, it's going up for our patrons. So.
Okay, we'll put up for patrons.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. We haven't put up anything for patrons in a while.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, let's give it to the patrons.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, cool. But yeah, that was dope.
And the members.
Yeah, and the members.
Oh, and the members. You can't, you know.
Yeah. What's wrong with his mic?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Anyway.
We can't
ladies and gentlemen. Cancel.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Saul, I got to move out, man. I'm living in the ghetto, dog. The pets.
What do you mean? You live in a nice quiet hood.
Bro, I haven't had electricity for 2 days.
Oh, damn, man. What?
2 days.
Get a generator, man. Because anywhere in South Africa, you won't have electricity for 2 days, guaranteed. Wherever you stay, whether you be in Sandton, Plettenberg Bay.
You move somewhere else and still, yeah, sunny side, ne? Electricity never goes.
It's the capital, that's
no,
why.
No, but Pretoria, there's a shortage now. Like, the guys are striking, the technicians.
For real?
Yeah, they want higher pay. So all of, like, City of Tshwane.
City of Tshwane, actually.
Yeah, so if you need, like, someone to help you with your water, they won't come. Mm. Electricity, they won't come. Because what happens in my hood, because I'm by Thatchfield, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Every week, because we have the same power supply as Olivan, which is like a hood.
Olivan, yeah.
Yeah, and then every week, niggas from Olivan steal the cables. So every week they have to send technicians to repair and fix the cables. But this week the technicians on strike. So for 2 days we didn't have electricity, bro.
I love this country, man. Like,
why would you?
If you're not inconvenienced by people who are meant to benefit from the infrastructure, stealing the infrastructure, like stealing the cells at the cell phone towers, those batteries, right? Or stealing cables. Now they're stealing those manhole metallic covers.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They're stealing cables. Then you've got strikes. Mm. Then you've got strikes of the people who are supposed to be maintaining the infrastructure.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, right? Dude, like, I don't know what's going on, man.
It's wild, bro.
It's crazy. If it's people are not stealing the infrastructure, the people who are supposed to maintain the infrastructure are striking. So we'd never get the infrastructure anyway. Yeah.
So now, because there's no electricity, I decided to take out the family for dinner.
Oh, beautiful.
So we go to a restaurant.
Why don't you bribe or just cook, you know? That's more adventurous and beautiful. Try that sometimes. But you go to the restaurant, but you, why do people do that? Like, you know, don't bribe.
No, wait. So if you've got no electricity, I think a bribe is just... You've already tried frying other,
Because nagumnyama.
Yeah, it's just not fun. It's but not.
You can't make the bar.
Exactly.
Yeah, because your lapa would need like electricity, right?
Yeah.
To like see everything.
It's dark.
Yes. Like, no. Okay, so now you go to the restaurant. There's no electricity.
Yeah. So I take the family there, and then I could, you know, got a newborn. So
we Zara.
Yeah. So we're at the restaurant, and the lady is breastfeeding the baby, and it was a big thing. These white people started complaining, bro.
Are you for real?
I kid you not. They even called the manager.
And what did you say?
I'm like, what the fuck? We're breastfeeding. What must you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we told them to eat a dick.
Exactly. Sure. Good. Since they don't like eating tits. Fucking hell. Motherfuckers. No.
Oh, man. Really?
No, shut up.
Is that a problem?
Is that a problem, dog? That's what I was thinking. Now I'm like, what?
Now fuck
feeding
them.
A baby.
Yeah. These two white people that were sitting next to us, they complained to the manager. The manager comes, he's like, yo, please, can you not feed the baby in public like this? I'm like, what must we do?
What?
The baby's crying.
I don't get it. And they have a kid, and they've probably breastfed their kid, and they were kids before.
Yeah.
Even if they don't have kids, they were kids before, they've been breastfed.
Yeah.
What, are they like breastfeeding they rooms in the restaurants now?
I know my woman's titties are nice, but me, come on.
How?
have you ever breastfed in public?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah?
Yes, I have. And I would again, yeah.
And
when a child is crying and needs milk, the baby
That's
needs
still
milk.
A thing now.
And they didn't complain
it's food.
Nothing.
No, I don't know that. I don't know that side. Like people complaining.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
No. I've heard of that happening. Like, let's say you'd breastfeed like in a bus or, you know, on a flight and people would complain. That's the weirdest thing. And
because in our culture, in African culture,
white.
Yeah, in African culture,
yes.
We do it all the time, but nobody gives a fuck.
It's mostly white. You'll never see a black person complaining about it. That's the fact, though. You know what I mean? And the thing is, I'd like to think they were breastfed growing up, right, when they were kids.
Hey, man, my week was wild. So that happened the first night, we didn't have electricity. Second night, I decided to get Uber Eats.
Yeah?
And they checked my food.
Well, what happened?
Who?
What happened?
Who stole the driver?
Yeah, the driver.
Who was the driver?
No,
yeah.
Shit. What did they do?
Oh, gosh.
No, I ordered it. We didn't get it. And then we called, and then, like, we sent it out, but we didn't get it.
But did you get a refund, though?
Restaurants.
Yeah, you get a refund, but the inconvenience, you know what I mean?
That's happened to me. Like, I ordered, and it was like a full chicken, right? From the expensive chicken establishments.
Hey, but which one is this one?
The one that costs you an arm and a leg.
Moja chicken.
For a breast and a thigh.
Nah, we love Moja chicken.
Now, Moja chicken is affordable, you know? This was before Moja chicken existed.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And I would have just bought Moja chicken,
yeah.
You know? And the guy came, he will wait like 3 minutes. He'll be like, you're not answering, I'm sorry. Done. Cancel the order.
Wow.
And they say that if you don't go down for your order, the driver will take it. But I feel like the driver just checks what you're ordering. And then and then if it's nice, he'll give you 2 minutes. Or you'll go to the terms and conditions, like 3 minutes waiting time. Good. And you praise it on pitch. And 3 minutes is gone. That happened to me. Got all my food.
Wait. So explain this.
I order. The guy comes. I take a while to calm down, or I don't check my phone. You know what happens with Uber is you forget you've ordered something, right? And your phone is somewhere in the bedroom.
Sure.
And maybe you're busy somewhere in the living room,
living
it up, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And then the next thing you're like, oh, flip, I ordered. And when you go to Uber, it's ready for you to make a new order.
Mm.
It's not telling you that your order like, is processing, it's coming, right? And then the driver's like, I took too long. Because they've got a button they can press. Client never pitched. So my thing to Uber Eats is, why don't you take the food back?
Mm.
Why can't the drivers have a policy, take the food back to the establishment? I'd rather go there and get my food.
Sure.
The driver just, if you don't pitch up for your food, the driver just takes your food.
That's wild.
That's dude, that has happened to me as well.
And then have you ever had food where, like, you could tell someone has eaten yet? You can tell.
Non-virgin food.
Is that ever happened to you?
No, guys, luckily I've never had any problems with Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, I feel like guys would go out of their way to make sure that I actually get the food. Because sometimes you order, let's say before you even reach your destination, I've been just blessed with those drivers who would either wait and say, okay, where can I find you? Like, yeah.
Those are the Malawian guys. You know,
why them specifically?
I know them. Those in the pikes.
Yeah.
I ask a Tuba eat, he knows. He's employed two of them. Those are disciplined guys, bro. Like, they'll just give you food, sharp.
Yeah.
Take, you know, that's it. No table small vibes. Kijile kijile. They were like, kijile kijile. Hey, here's your food, dog.
Who got mayonnaise, man?
Like, is he telling the truth? Is there a 3-day, 3-minute period?
No, I don't know what the minute is.
I'm not sure about
period.
The terms.
There is a period.
I think it's 5 minutes, though.
Yes, and then they can take it's your food. Three, but there's a period.
They can't take it back, though, to the restaurants because it's already paid for.
Yeah.
So they give the it to the drivers.
Because the restaurant has
so if
the
you don't
money.
Take your food in 5 minutes, they take it.
Well,
in a specific time.
It depends on the driver. As you were saying, if it's a Malawian, you will wait.
Okay.
Some drivers just don't wait, bro. They're out.
They
press that button that he's talking about.
The wait
button.
And then when the time expires, some will realize this is huge food. I mean, you've probably paid $300 for this full chicken. They'll wait.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And hoping you'll tip them. And now when you're human, you realize, hey, bro, you've been waiting for a while. Here's a tip, right? Mm. Which is what you do with Uber drivers. If you keep them waiting for long, give them something on the side. But some guys will just drive away because the restaurant has their money already.
Mm.
And Uber, on their end, they're like, well, you paid for food. Food was dispatched. So everybody has the money, just you don't have your food.
Do you make money from Uber Eats, bro? Is there money?
They make a lot of money.
Yeah,
I do. Every week, I do make money.
Like, how much?
But the business is just, it needs regulations, man. It's so shady. There's a lot of things that happen. Well, are you asking how much?
Yeah, like per week.
I'm not telling you that.
Because I know Uber drivers between 5-7K.
Yeah, yeah, but it's well, less for the food.
8 to 10K.
8 to 10K.
For the drivers.
That's not the Uber
that's
black
Uber.
One. That's just the normal Uber.
That's just the Uber X.
So and Uber Eats, how does it work? Does it work the same as Uber?
It works the same. They make about 5 a week.
Wow. Uber Those Eats. Guys on the scooters.
That's a lot of
Whoa.
Money. Then. Imagine 7 days of driving, dog. Always.
And how much do you pay your drivers?
Or riding.
I can't tell you that.
They're Malawi niggas. You know, it's paying them way under than what it should be paid.
Nah, you know? That's all. I'm good.
Are they good? Their papers are in order? And because a lot of bosses, will be honest, a lot of bosses take advantage of the fact that the guy's papers are not in order.
Yeah.
So it's not that they can go to the labor, you know, court or, you know what I mean, point him to the Labor Act and say, you must be paying me minimum this.
But
and also, really honest.
But you know, the problem is that when you claim with the insurance do their vetting also, so you don't get paid out.
But
so
I was about
to
say,
for real.
Yeah.
I was about to say, also, remember his talent now, so he doesn't want to piss off his fans.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, no.
Yes, I asked Mike, your cordless mic is always charged. I'm sure he sleeps with a mic like this, charging at night. But you know how you are when you're a kid? Going on a trip the following day, without a park, or like.
He must give Donald trips so Donald doesn't lose his mic.
Oh, flip, Donald lost his mic.
Is that a ring thing? A real thing, Ghost Lady?
Yeah.
For real? Donald, the red mic?
Yeah, the red mic.
Whoa.
It's gone, guys. So, like, it's crazy. I'm just going to go to the story.
You can't perform now.
Nope.
Yeah, that's just, like, he performs with that mic. Even at my birthday party. Even at Propaganda is going to be performing with
the 25th. Who said that mic is 30K, actually?
Is the mic 30K?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a quality mic. I remember holding it.
Nah, man, she's lying. It's not 30K. Maybe the customization of it is 30. The overall.
30K, jeez.
So, guys, actually, his car got broken into.
Oh, shit.
That's how they stole
man.
The mic, yeah.
Shame, oh, sorry, Donny. Oh, Donny, I know where he stays. It's in town, so I like, it's not surprising.
Like town?
No, like Marshalltown. Quite part of town.
Oh, Donald.
He stays in a very nice place, like very nice. AK used to stay there. It's AK. A very nice place. Like, I can't mention the name because now people are stalking.
Yeah,
it's like Marshalltown. It's very, very, very quiet part of town.
Yeah.
With very, like, expensive apartments.
Mm.
Like, that apartment, like, they've got 3 million apartment, 2 million rands apartment, and it's in town. So, it's a very nice place, though. Yeah. But crime is crime, and in town, you'll find crime.
Yeah, I know. Definitely.
Shame,
oh, guys, man. I want to send a big shout-out, man. I realized this week, but fuck, bro. You see the generation of fathers that we have right now?
Yeah.
Yo, man, shout out to all the fathers out there, man.
Oh, thank you, bro.
Yo, man, like
what have
every
you done?
Like every guy that I know that's got a kid loves their kid, bro.
Oh, yeah, true.
Like everybody,
so
like
no
Aya,
denying
Salt,
kids.
None, bro.
No one is denying their
like
child.
Like our generation, we really, really are there for our kids, bro.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
like when
good.
I go pick up my kid at school, like niggas are there, bro.
Yeah.
Like, niggas are pulling up, bro.
Yeah.
True. Like, I'm paying for swimming lessons now.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And I remember thinking, the time when my mom would tell my dad, school fees is this much. And my dad would be like, whoa, my other kids, I don't pay that much for school fees, right? So if I was my dad, I could have easily go, no one paid for my swimming fees. I still can't swim. fuck swimming lessons. Look how far I made it without swimming, right? She doesn't need swimming. And I realized I'd just be my dad.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, how much is swimming lessons? Oh, good, great. Let her go for swimming lessons.
Uh-huh. I'm playing golf as well.
You're playing golf.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. Niggas golfing now, Jen.
Niggas are golfing now.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
But Tiger Woods in the making.
Aibo.
Vander Wood.
That's a long wood.
Is that what you call it? Vander Wood.
No, bro, nice one.
No, but shout out to all the fathers out
there.
If you're a chiller, you're a father, you're watching right now.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, man.
Take care of
nobody gives us our flowers, but fuck, man, compared to the previous generations,
you and I are doing well. We were raised by single mom.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And for us to be there for our kids, that's a huge leap
for
just black fathers and just young fathers of our generation.
I've got across where I stay, there's a young girl who stays there.
Mm-hmm.
So she plays with my son. So the other day, he comes with her. I'm like, Ziggy, is that your girlfriend? Mm. He's like, not yet. I'm like, oh, that's my son. That's
but
my
soon,
son.
I'm getting it. But soon, Dad, I'm getting this boar in the hole. Soon, Dad, there'll be a hole in one.
Oh, man. Dude, how long have we been doing the podcast together?
It was around November, December of 2020.
2020?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It feels like last week, bro.
1 year.
Yeah, it's been like a year and...
Four months.
And a year and 5 months. Not a long time.
Yeah.
Like
5 months.
18 months, bro. Like 18, 17 months, huh?
So the reason why I ask you that is because since I've started 17. The podcast, right, I've never seen anything like this. This was like, I was blown away.
What's going on?
Let me read this to you. It says, good day, podcast and chill family. This email represents the entire podcast and chill family in Vryheid.
Oh, fuck.
Vryheid.
I got a WhatsApp. I don't know how they got my WhatsApp. I got that WhatsApp. That's beautiful.
Vryheid, a warm and vibrant town in the northern side of KZN.
Oh.
We've come up with a social gathering where the local family of chillers meet up at a local sports field.
Bruh.
Sports field?
A whole sports field, guys.
Vryheid.
And watch your current episode on a big screen while spoiling ourselves with drinks and good vibes.
Oh, man.
We also have interviews with chillers and gather comments and views of the show. We are growing every month and adding to the Chillers family. Our biggest hopes is to host the podcast and chill family right here in our beautiful town where we can have a one-on-one interaction with you guys. The Chillers market or the Chillers thingy is growing in our town. We love your work. We are family. Shout out to Meg G, Ghost Lady, and the Punisher himself, Sol Penduka. May this email be received in good vibes and high energies. Kind regards. Vryheid, podcast and chill. Family edition.
Wow. bro, it is crazy. Did I send you the videos?
Yeah.
Yeah, the videos.
The
video.
Like,
yeah.
Literally, these guys gather.
Whoa.
And this is, Friday is a small town.
It's a small
town. Yeah, in Atali.
I pass it when we go to Mpangeni. Yes. Like, literally. Just the small, like, ah, oh, man, I'm just so warm.
Just gather there in a sporting field. And
they've got a screen there.
And there's a big screen.
Yeah.
And they just watch. They all drink. They all laugh. Today, I was getting in. Not today. But actually, today,
yeah.
I'm just not happy with the haircut. So I was like, today I'm getting a haircut. I was getting a haircut. You know, maybe it might not show.
From my ash?
No, not my ash. Yes. No, not my ash.
Oh, not my ash.
This is what happened when you cheat on your barber. This is what happened. So today I was getting, it was today.
Yeah, yeah.
I was getting a haircut and the guy followed me. And he was like, my woman, we love it. I had to follow you. I'm sorry. And if my woman watches the podcast without me, I get pissed. Mm. And if she watches it, it's like she's cheating. I get pissed.
Yeah.
We want to watch it together. So I can understand people wanting to gather.
Dude.
They gather and with chem chases a vibe every week and watch this thing on a big screen while drinking and they go through the comments. It's crazy, bro.
Dish.
I don't like, yo.
Bro, when I saw that, it blew me away, bro.
Let me tell you a story, right?
Yeah.
So I went to Botswana with Mash.
Yeah.
And so, what in Botswana? There's this guy staring at me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, just a chiller. Maybe he's thinking familiar face.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
Like in Botswana, by the way, a lot of chillers.
Yeah, 100%.
There was a guy washing the car. He's a chiller.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, damn. So, at the airport, okay, we get in the flight, Shapu. And then as we leave, because it's a small plane, we're sitting in the front, one entrance.
Hey, those planes are small, eh?
Yes. Hey, small plane. I'm like, hey, there's a small plane, eh? Hey. I'm flying private. What's going on? So as we leave, there's these people sitting, and I'm like, I asked the flight attendant, I'm like, why are these guys still here? You know, because they're sitting by the door. And one of the guys was staring at me, he's there. I'm like, okay, cool, sharp. And in the airport, no, the buses that pick us up from the plane, the guys come in. After us, they come in. I'm hearing a raspy female voice. I turn back. I see the female light skin. I'm like, I look at me. She's like, yeah, it's Kelly Kumalo.
Whoa!
Same flight.
You.
Right? So I'm like, oh, flip. I'm like, she's with this. I saw in the, they were waiting. So I'm not sure what they were waiting for.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're here now. Right, because we were I was one of the last few people to leave.
Mm.
Me and Mash, and we're chilling. Now I'm acting like I don't see them. I don't want to greet them, because you know what I mean. I saw the guy staring at me. Even now, the energies weren't good.
Yeah, of course.
We're quiet. Cool. I'm like, okay, I hope they don't see me. Sharp. And then we go where they check the visas.
Yeah.
The only they check the visas, for some odd reason, they were always just behind us. So
yeah.
When they check the visas, they're there. So we're filling in this thing where you're coming back into the country.
Yeah.
I'm filling it as slow as possible so I'm not close to them. I don't want any problems, you know? And then they are in the queue. An old lady works at the airport.
Mm.
And this is where, the love for the podcast I'm getting to. It's like, Saul from MacJ Podcast! And Kelly's right here. I'm like, fuck! MacJ! And she's like in her 60s. She's in her 60s, 2 years from retiring. MacJ Podcast! Saul! I'm like, That's when I knew that they know. That, you know what I mean? And I'm thinking, I think they probably thought I'm with you or something.
Yes!
And they were waiting to see us leave because they knew we were on the same flight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, dog, that's when I knew the podcast is huge.
Fucking hell. You had to go through that with Mash.
With Mash. No, but we're chill. And then when we get our bags, it's awkward. Like, they're right behind us. I'm like, fuck, where's my bag? And fortunately, I saw it at the carousel, picked it up, bounced. And then I remember, like, then Mash, his driver comes to pick him up. Now I'm alone. And he's still, like, right here. For some odd reason, they were always there, you know?
Mm.
But they didn't say anything.
So maybe, you never spoke, actually?
No, maybe they didn't even notice I was there. But yeah. I know when the lady shouted. Ah, they knew. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, God.
Did you see the spokesperson? No, not a spokesperson. People's Bay. People's Bay.
Oh, Mbuyiseni Nkosi.
Yeah, he spoke about the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out Mbuyiseni.
Hey.
And he made valid points.
Very valid.
What was that speech about?
He was just talking about how advertising revenue is skewed to one race.
Mm.
Remember when we used to work with YFM?
Yeah.
Remember what they always used to tell us? Like, I mean, a Highveld would get all the advertising
spend.
Yeah. Right? Even though the numbers are like, you know, the black entity is doing slightly well. It's like, think about it. If let's be honest, bro. Yeah. If you and I were white, Ghost Lady was white.
Oh, of course.
And we're
we would be very
500,000 followers, getting 500,000 views every
even
week.
Half of
week
that.
In, week out.
Look, I mean, look at Gareth Cliff. Have you seen the sponsors he's got? And exactly. In one episode, we get more numbers than he does the whole month.
Thank you.
In one episode, we kill his whole network, we kill it.
Yeah.
Cliff Central, we kill it.
Yeah.
You know, like, no bad feelings, but the numbers are the numbers. They're there. Can't debate them. Unequivocal. They're there. We kill them.
But it's been happening for years, man. It's been happening.
Yeah, we need to address that shit.
The thing is,
needs to be addressed.
The people that are in charge of the funds, it's mostly old white people. And what they do is they will give, Prime Media, or Highveld, for example, has less numbers than Metro, for example. Metro has 6 million listeners. Mm-hmm. Highveld is probably sitting on like 1,900,000 somewhere there. Nothing, but they have more revenue.
Way more revenue.
Way more revenue.
Millions. Millions.
Yeah.
It's like Santin versus Alex. Mm. Yet Santin has like 100,000 people and Alex is like 4 million people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to change anytime soon.
It won't change anytime soon.
Oh. Not at all.
You know what's going to change? Ownership of businesses. Like, for example, used to sponsor Gareth. After all the shit he has done, and you're right, but he's going to be branded as edgy, whatever. As we branded as bastard misogynist.
Everything.
Right?
Yeah.
And there was, like, you wonder, like, I've got the best puns in the country, still will witty with everything that, yet they are not here.
They don't acknowledge that.
Thank you. However, Moja Chicken, they're not that big, but at least they can be like, yo, we can give you guys chicken for now. When they've got 100 stores, they'll be like, then we'll give you 1 million, 2 million. And that's where we need to get, where black people are owning serious businesses that can decide where their marketing budget goes.
Like Drip is sponsoring our lineup for the brunch.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you see what I'm talking about? Yeah. If a Nike or a Reebok or whatever won't come and sponsor us, or a high tech or whatever.
Never.
Then the Drip comes. That's what I was talking. Same thing with Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
Him earning the same as Max Verstappen does not make sense.
It doesn't.
Right? And Mercedes is not owned by. They'll be like, this is the
but
best.
But have you
we
noticed?
Do.
We've interviewed so many celebrities. They all have brands. Why are they advertising the show? They know the power of the show. Because they've been on the show.
Does their brand have that much muscle? Because Drip has muscle. Drip makes
But I mean,
millions.
Look at DJ Zintler. She's got. Fuck, man. She's got so many
era, right?
She's got so many things.
Era.
I mean, can't we afford watches?
We can. You know? I mean, everybody watches this shit. Like, why isn't Zika watching it, right? You know?
In this era.
In this era.
Talent! Yeah, talent! Yeah, yeah,
take my seat, dog. Take my seat.
Hey, Pearl Tusi's got a gin. We could promote the gin.
Yeah.
There's no reason why not.
But do you think, not guys, music. they make decisions in those companies? That's the problem.
Oh,
you're saying they may possibly be like just faces?
I mean,
just
it could be 50%, 49%, 45%.
Oh, yeah, then there's that.
So it's
they're
still
not
on
the
other side.
They're not
yeah,
the decision
yeah,
makers.
Yeah. Yeah, but we need the black cell phone manufacturers. We need black activewear manufacturers. We need black mobile owned cell phone operators. Those are the guys who will say, even if they're using a white agency to market, they'll be like, we need to be in this and this and that platform.
They'll tell that agency, still approach this platform, you know.
Because the thing is, even if you don't like us, even if you don't like me, you don't like Mac, you don't like Ghost Lady or whatever we stand for or we say, not even stand for, we say, but the fact is we've got the numbers.
The
and
numbers.
If you're selling a can of red, if you're selling red cups, we will sell 100K, 300K red cups. So you will get what, you know?
All right.
Your return on investment.
You know what broke my heart?
Yeah.
I had a meeting with YouTube last week and they showed me the numbers, right? And they were breaking it down to me. Mm. And they basically said that if we were in America, we'd be making 10 times more.
Of course.
Than we are right now.
Of course.
Kid you not. Kid you not.
Of course, bro. Of course.
Guys,
someone in America has the same numbers as us is making 10 times more.
Or less numbers as us.
I'm like, no.
Or less numbers than us making more than us.
Yeah.
I'm like, no way.
Of course.
Oh, no, they are. Someone who's making the tenth of what we do, of the numbers is.
Yeah, less. Yeah.
Because how they rate advertisers, like on YouTube, how they rate is based per CPM or whatever. So if most of your audience is in SA, then that audience is less value. And then if you have more people from America, then that audience is more,
value.
So Americans are more valuable to advertisers than South Africans. So the CPM thing, hey!
Okay, but then that almost speaks to the economics, you know what I mean, of affordability and buying power.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, more than the industry, you know what I mean? And that's just unfortunate.
If
we are in Africa.
Brands are based in America, obviously they need to target Americans also. So
yeah, it's true.
What's the point of, you know?
And if Americans watch an ad and they're influenced by it versus less South Africans who just switch off because maybe they're not interested or some, like, you just can't afford, you just switch off. You know, that's just unlucky because of our geographical, you know, our positioning.
Because also you're buying power, you know.
Yeah, but these guys must fuck around and cancel me again. I'm going to the Breakfast Club. Mahala Chalamet.
Oh, Maggie's my boy. I know. Let him in. Like, bring your grand year, we'll put around these mini bottles. Yeah. Also, you know? Around these mini bottles. Nah, but we'll get there, man.
Nah, we'll get there, man. Anyway, Ghostlane, what has been happening, man?
Okay, just shout out to South Africans doing great things.
Yeah.
Major League Boys.
Yeah.
They've signed a record deal. Atlantic record.
That's massive.
My boys.
Huge.
My boys.
After seeing a deal like that, you're a rapper and you still want to do rap?
Yeah.
You still want to rap?
Yeah.
You can rap.
Ah,
on the Yano.
On the Yano.
Shout out to Cizo Alakine. Rap on the Yano. Yes. The Nigerians showed us, guys, the blueprint.
Yo.
Afro beats, they rapped on them. All these guys used to be rappers. Yeah, we was kids and all. You know what I mean? Rap on your own country. Shit, guys.
I mean, I love Nasty C, but I see no reason why you shouldn't be on the Yanos, bro. Black is doing it.
Yeah. You're right, though.
Yeah.
You're right.
Blackie
though.
Does it. I mean, one of my favorite songs, Sing It Like Keke. That's like.
And there's no reason to be loyal to this thing, this boom bap.
Yeah.
It's not even
ours.
Yeah. It's not a. Boom bap is not ours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no reason to be loyal. Make your bag, entertain people, and get your respect and remain as a legend. You know what I mean? You do that, you're a legend. Wizkid is a legend in Nigeria. Davido was a legend in Nigeria. Right? You do that, you're a legend. Foka is on his way to being a legend.
People are tattooing his face
with an image of him.
Yeah, guy,
I'm slapping myself.
Why are you slapping yourself, actually? Ouch.
Wasn't it his back?
With the hand of God, not Donna's hand, huh? Oh, it's on his back.
Yeah.
Not on the face.
No, on his back.
Oh, shit. Okay, it's going to come.
So slap your back.
But it's going to come. Okay, yeah. That's much better. Yeah. But remember in primary school when you clap yourself, they're like...
Pat yourself in the back.
Pat yourself in the back. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, vocalistic is gone, bro. Gone, bro.
Focus gone. You know what I mean? Because why? Rapper, image, everything embraced it on... The Yanos.
Hey, the Yanos is moving, guys.
The Yanos is a train, and the beautiful thing is there's so much variety.
It's evolving. It's evolving beautifully.
There's festivals in the UK.
There's so much variety in the sound. As a rapper, you can tap into a lane. You don't need to do the ratchet side if you feel like you're a conscious rapper.
R&B side. Yes. Just
a
slow
down. Murumba Beats is a gospel song. What's it?
Murumba Beats.
I mean, Murumba Pitch has a gospel song. Mm-hmm. Like, it's called, what is it? Oh, man, there's a Q. There's a Q in the title.
Yeah.
It's gospel, literally. You know what I mean? There's so many things and lanes you can do. Just embrace that. It's our own sound.
Bro, and Nasty could kill it. Have you heard him like rap in Vanek a bit?
I've heard him.
Yes, I've heard.
Bro.
He can. He just needs to get in there.
But it's fine. Focus doing it, and other guys will come along and fuck shit. Cizo Alakine is doing it. Other guys will come and fuck shit up with rap on piano. If the school that came from recording on boom bap beats in their demos and bedroom does not want to evolve, there's a kid who will start Yanos in the bedroom.
What am I thinking if I'm Nasty? Why am I not doing the Yanos? Why?
You're thinking it's going to inspire Dayton's going to end and then hip-hop will be back.
Back, okay.
That's
not going to happen.
You're mistaken, bro. You're mistaken. I'm pretty sure there was a Nigerian group of rappers or other genres who thought, this thing is coming now with what's that guy? Coco... What's his Coco Master? What's his name?
Yeah, I don't know.
Debunge. Yeah, Debunge. It's like, Debunge is coming and going and this sound will die. Debunge is come and gone and the sound outlives him. Just like the Janos would outlive
No, the Janos, it's a generational sound. It'll, so literally, the kids that are listening to it now will stop listening maybe in the next 10 years when they're our age.
Yeah.
Because like we had a generational sound which was Deep House.
Yeah, Deep House.
Vocals.
Yes.
125.
Yes, 125. So yes. That's 113, 112.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And those kids are going to write it out for the next 10 years. It's not going anywhere, bro.
It's not going anywhere, guys. This is a sound that has managed to fuse old school Kwaito with new school fashion. See how the guys dress with new school lingo. Old school Kwaito rhythms like kiss me in the morning, till the morning. And the guys have made it into Venek songs. It's just so perfect and it's got all the recipes to live for a very long time. Fuck with the Janos.
Hey, so, dog, can I book Halala this Sunday? Can I play it? Please don't play it because I'm playing after you, ne?
Halala?
Yeah, don't play it, ne?
Oh, I don't assume. Sianos, there are so many hits.
Okay, but I know you like Halala as
I'll
well.
Play Bells, Devon Kwok. No, that Bell song. Oh, yeah, guys. Yo, somebody stop Durban Coco, man. That song is the shit. Yeah.
Let's not forget to mention Stopper and TKNS.
Yes, Stopper. There's music. There's Eltonic.
Eltonic.
Eltonic is the other guy.
Yeah.
There's Eltonic. Eltonk.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Then there's T.
Yeah.
Yes, on that song. Sorry about the guys, but the song is Bells by Durban Coco. Check that song out, man. Fucking hit.
And have you seen the Yano songs don't last long, eh? If it's a hit, within 2-3 weeks, it's out.
Yeah, no,
that's gone. That's the thing.
That's why they release so much.
Yeah, Yanos, bro, you won't survive. Like, you remember there was a time where release 3 hits a year, you're sorted.
Yes.
You're the black coffee of the
game.
You're sorted. Like, you'll make 3-4 mils just from gigs alone.
Yes.
You're now, bro.
Yeah.
You'll make a genius Yano song, like beautiful.
I mean, when last did you play Mthimbini? Nanatula.
Nanatula.
Umlando is already gone, guys. Umlando. Forget Mthimbini.
Umlando.
Guys, it's got time.
Huh? Like Nanatula.
Dipaje. Dipaje.
You
forgot about the song.
I forgot about the song. Ah, dog, exactly. That joint is finished.
No ways, dog.
The patches is like, you know what I mean? It's crazy.
Hey, the Yano songs don't last, dog.
They don't.
Also, TikTok makes it really hard for them to last. There's always another song trending on TikTok.
And not all the songs are bubblegum. Some of the songs are like Nanatula. It's like musical.
Classic.
It's beautiful, bro. The songs, you wish it would last for a year, but it's gone.
Because before, with, you know, like songs that will, the song that will fit, like, just, it's the song of the year. It'll be released probably, let's say, September.
Yes,
but it's still banging in December. It lasts, you know, and it still makes it as, you know, the New Year's Eve track, you know.
But those are the songs that these fucking opening DJs should be playing. And they all want to play the hits.
Yes, because you can still rock a crowd with the old schoolish.
Old
school pianos, last year piano.
Yes.
It's always old school.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Because piano's so prolific.
Umseven's Weight is an old school track.
Ah, no, that's a classic.
Umseven's Weight is a classic.
You can drop anytime.
Umseven's Weight is a classic.
Ah, that's a classic.
Umseven's Weight is a classic.
That's like our summer days.
Oh, is
it? It's like, anytime. Okay. No. Yeah, that's true. A classic.
Nah, that's, you know what I mean? But it's crazy, right?
Bro, we got to open up a DJ etiquette school. These kids don't know etiquette, dog.
They don't.
You book to play prime time, 12. You get that 8. Niggas playing
everything.
All the hits.
Rock.
You're like, my dog, so what must I play at 12, my dog? When you could play Mthimbini.
There's so much. Yeah, I know, it's dog, prolific. There's so much, like a pool of music to choose from. It's just... But there's different lanes of Janos.
There's a female DJ.
There's soulful Janos.
There's a female DJ I heard playing. I could tell. She's only got one set. So she was booked early. And she was playing like a 12 o'clock set.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell she only plays one set. One song.
Jesus. Whether it's in the morning or evening. It's like people eat waffles for breakfast and dinner. And like every time, like waffles for lunch, waffles. It's like you eat cereal. Fucking hell. That's crazy. I know those kind of people.
Definitely not waffles.
Oh, wow.
Definitely not
waffles.
What are they going to say we do now? We bashing waffles. because we didn't mention her name.
We were praising her 2 weeks back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What do you think about female DJs, though, man? Be honest.
I'm from a school where female DJs rock, dog.
Yeah.
I'm from the school where, you know.
Did you watch, what's his girl?
Like the first female DJ I ever watched.
My chick?
Tuli
P. I saw her trend.
Yeah.
And people weren't happy, though. Apparently she was like playing songs till the last beat or something like that. I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. But
Tuli P has been on this, like, DJing for the past couple of years, though, guys. So I don't know. Maybe it was just that she played bad this past.
Yeah, because I saw Jaws's. You see, I saw Jaws's post. Jaws, and he's right. Like, it's like, what happened? Like, you remember at the Val, what's that? Mining Town. Like, you see that you Carlton. Were at. He said,
I don't know what you're talking about, Chief.
Okay, I'm not here. Am I with you? I'm not here. Clearly, I'm not here. But he said that some, and we don't know. Maybe it was an off day. But she, I didn't watch the set, but I saw the trend, and I saw the tweet under the trend. But he said,
no, bro, I'm against.
DJs can have off days sometimes.
I'm against the fact that when women play shit, you can't say it.
Oh.
Why can't you say it?
Because then it seems like you're bashing women.
You can.
No, but if you've got a valid, you say, I was at the gig, so-and-so was playing, and literally, she played bad. So that's, instead of just saying, women play bad.
Yeah, you don't
that's
attribute now you're her sex women. To the set.
Yeah.
Hey, set, Yo. Sex.
Do you know why I say that? Mm. And let's be honest. Correct me if I'm wrong, Aya, because you're a DJ
as
well.
I'm here for you.
There's probably 3-4 females that can play. The rest are garbage.
Ah, you're lying, man.
I kid you not.
Oh, no, he's talking about...
Like prominent like, ones, like mainstream
I know
ones.
A lot of female DJs, okay. Like DJ Doom used to play hip-hop, DJ TDK.
Yeah, there's one who plays with Christos.
There's a lot of DJs who can play very well.
DJ CK or something. Oh, she's brilliant.
Yeah, there's a lot of DJs I know. TDK, a lot of DJs, even from where I'm from. Lady Do, she's a DJ, she can play.
Yeah.
Like, she rocks, you know what I mean? So, but he's saying in the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've got... LKG.
Lamise.
Durban Gogo, definitely.
Oh, Durban Gogo is the king.
Yeah.
She's king.
Adama Fukare's daughter.
Owami. Rest is garbage.
Hazel also is nice.
Rest is garbage.
Oh, Hazel, the one who
those Instagram ladies that are now DJs. Garbage. All of them.
I think
they don't respect the craft. They don't care about it. And they're just there for vibes.
But guys, I say DJing, just all you need to is just a memory stick.
No. You see,
that's what they've done.
You believe you qualify to DJ.
Yeah, I can. I have a memory stick, guys.
I'm switching off your mic.
Then they've literally devalued.
Then that's why you're going to get stick from people. Because you think that's all it takes to DJ a stick.
But they've literally devalued DJing because it's an art form. It's a craft.
I believe so, yeah.
But they made it seem like, fuck.
Not really devalued when I'm at...
They have, bro.
Not in currency, yeah. Because it's making more money than ever right now when the ladies jumped on it. Because there's more bookings, there's more value into it. But Bona, they went in without going into the craft first. So everything else matters more than the craft
of DJing. The dance moves. Yeah.
All of the looks.
The makeup.
And that's fine. But it needs to come back to the craft of mixing, of timing, of song selection, of not playing hits at fucking 5 p.m.
Do you know why I'm saying they've devalued DJing?
Yeah.
Back in my days. Because Dallas Groove. Mm-hmm. What's like a mesh? Oh, Mesh is not here. I heard someone laughing.
Then he's going to take out the most important part. Yeah. Take out the tip you said the part, right?
Of the podcast.
He's not here.
In my days, when you went to a gig and someone played like horses or was the mixing was terrible, people would literally walk out. Ooh. Now at gigs, it's like a norm. It's like, oh, there goes another horse.
And I believe it's going to come back to that. People are going to get tired of Amahashi and all of that. People are gonna want the craft back. They're gonna crave it.
The craft.
Because when I play,
he's transition god.
I'm god at that.
He's a transition.
When
god.
I play, you can see the transition between that other DJ and myself. And when I go in and how I put songs in and what I play, people can feel it. You can see it in their faces, and it's gonna get there. People are gonna crave that thing. Mm-hmm. More than the hits and all of that.
The problem is when something is easy to do, everybody will do it. That's the thing.
So DJing is not easy.
So it's
like podcasting. Everybody wants things that are, you know, that can do it. Because there's no barriers of entry.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the nature of podcasting, right?
Yeah.
But not everybody will do it as well as... Name me a good podcast.
Hey.
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 You're looking
hey,
at
man. Hey, hey, man. Man. Hey, man.
You know what I mean? It's like that. When there's less barriers
of entry...
How about
I wear it?
Oh, no cap.
No cap.
Oh, cap this time, right? All right. You know what I mean? Like, when there's a less barriers of entries, everybody will try. It's like music.
Yeah.
Everybody will attempt making music when all you need is a laptop with Pro Tools or an FL or Logic and headphones. You don't even need...
But people respect the craft, though.
Yeah.
They still respect the craft of making music. Anyone
no
making
one...
Music. No one...
Some people... Make shit music.
No, they make shit music, but it's not like a song that didn't go through the process of making a song.
Okay.
You understand? You know you got to have the kick, you got to have this, the time and whatever.
Oh,
the arrangement.
Yeah. Oh, I see,
It's got to be mastered.
The beat, yes.
Yes.
I see.
Whether the song is shit or not, it's regardless.
But, yes.
But the craft was respected.
It's music.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway.
I think with the DJing, we're just in the time of aesthetics, so just... Whatever looks good. You know, people want to, you know, record. It's you forget the music and more like you admiring the person, the looks, the way they're dressed.
But then also, do you know people don't give a shit as well, eh?
Yeah.
Because we talk about this because we care about DJing. We love DJing.
Exactly.
But when people are at a party, they don't give a fuck, bro.
Yeah.
They just want to hear their favorite songs.
Oh, yeah.
True, if I'm all dolled up looking cute, it's so good to see another woman DJing also looking cute.
With horses.
Know? At that point, I can't even hear the horses.
No, you don't even know what horses are, ne?
I do.
What are the horses?
When you miss the beat, like it just doesn't, because you have to merge, like sync the songs, right?
Yeah.
No, she gets it.
I get it. Okay. So if you miss the, you know, there's a beat to this thing.
If people can complain about Tulis, it means they know what a marsh is, horses. If they complained about
Tulis. Yeah, there was a lady who said, I don't know what, I'm not a DJ, but I know when it doesn't sound right.
They just feel it. Because there's something. I think there's a bad knowledge I have, guys.
It's like a bad radio DJ. You can feel it. Hey, I'm in my car, but I feel awkward. You know, and I'm all alone. What's going on? You know what I mean? Like, and the guy is just a bad presenter, for example. You know, there's awkward silence between you and him.
Right, what else, Ghost Lady? What else you got?
Also, guys, did you see AKA? He is getting, he actually got the Bryce Show. So now it is confirmed. He does own Hof. And with all the legal proceedings that have happened, everything is good.
So it's his show?
It's his show.
Kudos to him, man.
50% his show. Shout out to AKA. Because we're always fighting rights for creatives, you know, creatives being exploited, whether it be bad record deals or whatever. So shout out to him and his intellectual property not being exploited, without him benefiting from it. So shout out. But it also means that whatever the other half spent on the show needs to come out of him as well.
Yes.
So if you say you own half my business and I've spent $3 million, even though I made $20 million, then it means you need to then chip in $1.5 million of that spend, right? So shout out to him though, because it's a win. And shout out to the
lady.
How
did they even just isolate him like that and go ahead when actually at the end of the day they should have worked with him, even just in the start of the whole season?
It just shows that the game we're in is fickle.
And the approach to Ricky, he released a song where he said they approached Ricky to produce, to present it
to
before
present.
They approached Casper. And Ricky said no.
No.
Out of principle.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. I heard that song, right? And it's a beautiful song, by the way. It's like
he was going through it also at that time when all of this happened, you know?
Yes. AKA dropped the song. It's a hip-hop song. Even the hook is like a scratch. It sounds like a scratch. So shout out to him because people have been asking for AKA to go back to.
It reminded me of Mos Def, Traveling Man.
Yes.
Those vibes.
With DJ Honda.
Yeah.
Like the scratching, right? Shout out to AKA. It's going to be a big song. But then again, really.
Those are the songs Tulis should play.
Which
ones? With the scratches. So it will sound seamless.
Oh. Aye. No, it'll be worse.
So shout out to AKA, dope song. However, bro, Casper's your enemy. Ricky is neutral, And he was like, yo, isn't that AKA's show? I can't do it because it's AKA's show. He came out with the whole thing. I can't take over from him. AKA, Casper's your enemy. But in the song, it sounded almost like, yeah, Ricky said no, but your favorite said yes. So, in principle, was Casper supposed to not take the gig? Because AKA might have taken the gig if it was the other way around, or rejected it out of pride to be like, hey, yo, I'm not going to do a show that that lame guy was doing. You know what I mean? But as your enemy, he was like, oh, here's it. I'm going for the kill. Gandhi's going to backfire because AKA actually owns half the thing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But you can't expect Casper.
I'm so over that Casper and AKA beef.
Who brought it up?
No, she did.
No, I did.
You entertained him. Because when boring shit is brought up, he's always the first. Okay. Ah, it's boring. Okay. Oh, no, it's okay, Casper. Oh, I'm over it. Oh,
no, I was letting you speak. Have you say? But I mean, I couldn't care less about that.
Yeah,
beef,
I get
like,
you.
How long has it been running for? 10 years?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, we need new beef.
When Casper wasn't even big, it was still running.
No, man, it's tiring now, man. Fuck it. They don't like each other. Okay, cool.
Yeah, but AK wins this.
Congratulations to him. Yeah.
Who cares?
Nobody cares, man.
Okay.
Well, they're still reporting on it, so
let's
maybe
move on
to
other
care.
Things. Okay.
Do you think secretly they're friends, but they know they need the
never,
beef?
Never.
To keep it going.
But how is it? How do they benefit from
mama.
This beef?
Mama.
We're talking about them now. It keeps them relevant.
No, I doubt it. The other one.
Bro, look at it. For the past 10 years, everything Casper does.
So you think the slap was planned?
I don't know if it was planned. Maybe that was where it started, but now it just feels like.
There.
But it just feels like now they're just going and keeping it going.
It does.
Because if they wanted to stop it, they could have done the fight.
You know, yes. You know what I think? I think it started, it was organic, and there were points where it could have been stopped. Like, remember after Philip FNB at Taboo, Casper's after party, and AKA hugged him and stuff because of his history. That it could have been squashed there. But I feel like they're not friends, but there's an unspoken agreement that let's keep this shit going because it helps.
Like
when you're down, it helps you, nigga. You know what I mean? But it's unspoken.
Yeah.
Because you're right. They could have stepped in the fight and just fucked one another up.
And
that's it.
It's done.
Yeah. Or made a press release. That okay, he's got his clout. Casper is now a huge artist because when he started, AKA was the one here. He was here. Okay, it's done. It's finished. But I feel like it's unspoken.
Mm. But people do the weirdest shit for PR, man. I remember I once reached out to a publicist.
Publicist.
Because I needed PR. Like shit was bad, man. So I'm like, hey, let me try get a PR.
Was that after the poo-poo thing?
Yeah, I think it was after the poo-poo thing.
Must have been.
I can't remember.
The worst PR ever had. That was the worst PR period.
So I was seeking relevance, and they actually suggested that I date a famous girl.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
that
what?
Happens.
That happens?
Listen, that happens.
Yeah, that's happened.
Where relationships are
your savior.
Yeah, and they are planned. It's like arranged marriages. To boost your...
Because it distracts people. You know, like, it's more, it's like relationship. Everything becomes, you know, it's like you soften people's hearts.
Yeah, you become like an industry darling. And that's...
Yes,
you see,
it, the it couple.
Yeah, and if the white people are gonna invest on, like, real platforms such as ours, where black people are being vocally black and real, then they'll invest in some PR bullshit. You know what I mean? That has no numbers, because it's a beautiful couple.
So who should we date now for PR? Who would you date right now? That'd be good for you.
Woo! Yeah! Good question. Oh,
hey,
Gosling,
man. Who should I date?
We know where you're going. You know your list.
Bloom Bombo?
Not Bloom Bombo, no. Bruh.
Brown. Pink Bombo?
That one is not born yet. She's too young for me. Bloom Bombo, I definitely date Bloom Bombo.
You mean Brown?
Brown.
Brown is your...
No. Bloom Bombo, but I have blue balls because, like, I wouldn't want to be with her, like, at night, you know, because she's not my type.
Who should I
Brown
date, Ghost Lady,
Bombo.
For clout?
Who should you date for clout? Oof. Who's... Bonang.
Huh? Oh.
Nah, Bonang.
Jeez.
You'd have trouble.
People will see through that. There's no way. People will see through that,
yeah,
dog. There's no way.
Dog.
But that'll make the story, though.
Yeah,
that'll be headlining.
Yeah. Nah, Bonang.
It's like...
She's bad for your neck. You'd always be like... Hey, baby.
No, that's why.
Hey, baby. How are you, baby? Love you.
You'll be on your tippy toes.
Yeah, you're like, jumping for kisses. I think you and Tusum Bedu would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Short, Cortez, boy, too.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, you
that would make headlines.
Yeah, you would, yeah, Tuso. Yeah, oh, you yes. and Tuso would be amazing. Hmm. Yeah.
Kendis.
That would be your entry
Who?
To America.
Kendis.
Kendis Murisele.
Yeah.
That's old news, man.
But you never dated her.
Yeah, I know. We're meant to, but I told you the story. Right?
Yeah, yeah, you told the story in the podcast.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah, yeah.
I think What's it's still a good match.
That's where you met your woman.
When I met my woman, I met Candace at the same time. Oh, so yeah? I had to choose between Candace and
Oh, your woman used to be Candace's friend?
No, no, no. I was vibing with them at the same time.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah?
So my woman find out that I'm trying to smash Candace. And then she's like, go smash Candace so we can be great.
Your woman pulled a checkmate on you.
I was like, what
like,
the fuck?
Like any
this?
Woman who says that to a nigga is a keeper. Okay, okay, okay. Go, go, go. Yeah. When you're done, let's talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Keeper.
And she rocked me, dog. Ah. I'm like, which one? Ah. Is this one?
Kune, bro. Kune. Kune.
And she's talking about couples, guys. Also, Somizi and Mohale divorce is could be heading to trial. So
why
basically,
is it going to trial?
Yeah, so Mohale was pleading with Somizi to just that they settle out of court, but then because of his actions and what has happened just all along and whatever he came out with, the allegations and everything.
Yeah, with abuse.
Yes, so it's going there. Like,
so a court, what is going to be settled at court? Like,
well, I just, no, maybe not.
How much he gets, what he gets?
No, I think, Mohale had accusations for Somizi.
Yes.
So I think Somizi's got files now. So
yes.
he's going to bring them up to
he's
court.
He's got files.
Because Mohale wanted to mediate, so solve it out of court. Nobody has to know. The public doesn't know. But Somizi's like, no, let's go.
Shout out to Somizi. Yeah. Like, if you've already released, like, details of our relationship out there, then why do I want to do things private when you've dragged my name through the mud? Was it even mud, that brown stuff?
I think you know
it's
what
like
I think.
You turn through the mud and you like, you know what I mean.
I think Mohale thinks that he's the guy that he's not. Do you get me?
I don't get
how
you.
How so?
Break it down for me, bro.
He thinks he's a superstar. He's a celebrity. He's not. He's literally the guy that dated Somizi. That's all what we know him.
That's
for.
His legacy, bro.
That's it.
He's not the guy who hosted these awards or this show. I didn't know Mohale before Somizi. Somizi is the guy from Serafina, man. That's like 90s shit, you know? That's like, whoa.
Like, I watched this kid.
Somizi's got
like,
a daughter, man.
You know what I mean? I watched this kid and I see how he moves. I'm like, this guy really thinks he's the guy that he's not.
A lot of people in the game think that they're people that are not because they're good looking or industry darlings. But yeah, true. So the court is going to settle what?
The divorce.
Because they were married in community. And I'm surprised they were like,
yeah, that was wild, bro.
Yeah, I thought like, you know, because I'm Zunin Tizwa. Whatever you come with, you go with. And then marriage is Zunin Tizwa. Oh, it was not? Uchirwale, Chirwale cannot leave with Mkize's, with Mkize's wardrobe.
Chirwale, when
the hostel is done, Chirwale leaves with his wardrobe. Mkize lives with his Bastion security uniform. Right? Chawe cannot take Makubane's traditional medication. You know what I mean? Mufukeng came with nothing. He goes with nothing. Emzinin Tizo, whatever you came with, you go with. Emzinin Tizo, bro. We all know. I mean, so whoever came with, just go. Why are they in court?
Mash, please make that the promo. Hey, because I struggle with promos.
Don't choose the worst promo.
Please make that the promo.
Don't choose the promo of, you know. I started teasing 12 years ago, and I go, you did, dog. And that's the promo to this guy. Stop editing high, niggas. What the fuck? Even the trophies are green. And this nigga's dog, they'll make that. There's some awkward
bro,
shit promo.
We'll have a fire episode. And then the promo will be like, I went to the restaurant with my wife.
And I'm like, oh, what did you order? What did you order? And you were like, I ordered menu. Something on the menu. Because it got child. Oh, menu. Oh, fuck. They are at the Champions League.
You got United.
Oh! Drop this fucking thing.
Adrian, I got a lot of announcements to make today, man.
Oh, yeah? What's going on?
Fuck, I can't see any of my glasses.
You got glasses?
Oh, you got glasses?
Oh, I'm that's why you asked me about my new glasses.
I'm rebranding.
Hi-bo.
Hey, let me see this.
This is a rough show. Oh, no, no,
you
no
can't
way.
See that.
Only when I'm reading, that's why I squint, man. Haven't you guys seen? You're I can't squint. Read.
No.
Haven't you guys seen?
Ari, that's why I squint.
Okay. Yeah, wipe them there.
Don't take them now, Saul.
Nah, they're too small.
You leave with what you came with.
They're too small for my head. They're too small for my head.
Yeah, this looks weird, dog.
Let me see.
Which level is this?
It's the weird level.
No.
The weird level. It's a weird level, dog.
Prof Mac.
I go to the agency meetings with them.
He's making a spectacle. Which level is this one, dog?
It's a spectacle of a show, eh?
A spectacle of a show.
All right, cool, man. We're rocking Pulukwani Chillers Brunch this coming Sunday.
For you to read a power party, you need spectacles.
Yes, this is important. I got to shout out our sponsors, man.
Oh, okay.
We got a lot, man. A lot of chillers pull through for us.
Then I
so when it comes to security, we got to send a big shout out to 4 Libua Security. That's 4.
Hey, they've been nagging me. I gave them Jason's number. Nice, it's finally happened.
Is it?
Oh,
shout out to 4 Libua Security. Yeah.
Yes, so it's actually the number 4. One.
Yes.
Leboa Security.
For Leboa.
Yeah. Oh. So if you need security at any events, make sure you check them out. That's www.forleboa.com. And check them out on Instagram as well. Okay. Now we go to transport. Shout out to Eco Tripping Tours.
Mm.
Eco Tripping Tour.
Eco they are transporting
tours.
The whole crew.
Sweet.
Taking us to Pulukwani and back.
Oh. Woo! Taking the American boys to pick up roadkill and back.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Shout out.
www.ecotripping.co.za. ecotripping.co.za.
Shout out, Eco Tripping.
Shout out to the venue. Obviously, IREX Events venue. Oh. Pulukwani, situated by 108 Tweefontein, next to Mall of the North. Well, it's not next to, but it's not far.
It's
not far from
the
Mall of the North.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes drive.
But if you're making your way to the brunch this Sunday and you need the number to call in case you're getting lost or whatever, just call 079-119-4911. So that's 079-119-4911 for any inquiries regarding the venue and whatever.
Okay.
Awesome.
And also, we need accommodation, bro, because so many people are coming.
Hey.
Yeah. Yo, too. So we need accommodation around
Pulukwani, because
close to more of the north. Ah, there's so many places. They must make a plan there.
Because IREX is fully booked out. All the rooms are booked out.
Oh, they got many rooms.
Yeah.
Wow. But I can see the lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
Mesh
a lot of people
needs
coming.
His own
bro.
Room. He needs his own room. Ooh. That room.
Yeah.
That room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So if you got accommodation around Pulukwane, next to Mall of the North would be preferable so we can drive to the gig and whatever. So
awesome.
It shouldn't be too far.
Mm. No, it shouldn't be too far.
Yeah, hit us up on the WhatsApp line 081-474-0632.
Yeah, bro.
So yeah, if you got accommodation in Pulukwane close to Mall of the North, please hit us up on the WhatsApp line 081-474-0632.
Please
081-474-0632.
Yeah.
Right. And then another one. 26th of March, we're in Lesotho.
Hey.
Oh, Lesotho!
Yes. First time ever.
Yo, it's my first time in Lesotho, bro.
Same
Maseru Kwao.
We're going to be rocking Maseru.
I'm doing this SABC thing now.
Maseru Royal Rocks, a.k.a.
Maseru Kwao.
Kleke Tseng.
Yeah, it's Kleke Tseng.
Yeah, that's who we
yes.
are.
Yes.
Yeah.
26th.
Can I play Halala there as well?
Yeah,
can
play Halala.
It? Yeah.
Play Halala, it's I'll fine. It, I'm haram, you play Halala.
And then, I want to shout out to our patrons, man. We've got patrons that have been supporting us since we started the Patreon thing, which was like last year, May or something like that.
Mm.
So just tell us what you want to speak about while I get the names so I can send them.
Oh, shout out. Now I'll speak about party later. Shout out to Katla Kompela, man.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
saw,
Katla Kompela.
Saw,
so he's from Bridge, right? Yeah. Northwest. And he's not open at Shisanyama.
Oh.
He's got an establishment there, you know what I mean? He disappeared for a while, came back, because obviously he doesn't want to be those football players or like he, you know? Kadai broke and all the things. So shout out. But if you're an Orlando Pirates fan, you must be worried if the whole squad goes there at the Shisanyama. They may not come back or come out of it. You know, because that's like chickens going into KFC. When cows go to a Shisanyama. You see someone in a plate. You Nando Macari. And be like, someone be like, hey, that plate must have cost you a fortune. Oh, shout out to Katlego Pela, man. Kilam Pela. Got a Shisa Nyama now. Push his business. Nice one, bro.
I'd only see that guy driving out of Tebu when I was going home. That guy just looks like a superstar, man.
Ah, he's a super. Remember he used to date Pulani? Remember Pulani, the girl who got famous for a nude?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nude. Remember?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he was smashing that. Like, I think at that time, you know? Yeah, it was rumored that it was smashing.
Yeah.
She was smashing Katlego Mpela or the other way around. We don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he related to the chick?
Philip Mpela is a guy.
Not Philip Mpela, the Kamu Mpela.
Oh,
are they related?
I don't know. Mm. Kamu Mpela is Onesius' daughter.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know if Onesius is related to Philip Mpela.
Let's call him. Let's ask.
Oh, yeah. Onay. I remember bro, Onesius. When I was dining out, man, bro, Onesius bumped into me like in fucking town.
He's a great
you
guy.
You know, that's what I thought. You came down sipping on my ways and shit. You know, I was like, ah, dog, I'm down. Shout out to bro, Onay, man. Legend, eh? He used to be the copywriter at YFM. He used to write all the adverts. Like, I'm a chips.
Hey, Praoni.
I think he wrote it.
Yeah.
His daughter.
Yeah, you're live on the podcast, man. Mac is here. Sol is here.
Onesius! the first copywriter I ever knew on earth. What's going on,
I'm
man?
I'm watching your podcast now with CK.
Oh, yes.
Ah, shout out, Praoni.
Shout out, Praoni.
Yeah, man.
Come on, Pela's dad is a chiller.
Listen, man, we wanted to ask you, Praoni, is Kamu Mpela and Katlego Mpela related? Praoni?
No, we're not related. I mean, Katlego Mpela is Tswana. We are Pedis.
Oh. Nyampela.
Yeah. And it's not Mpela, it's Mpila.
Katlego Mpela. Okay.
Yes, not Mpela. You guys are saying Mpela. It's not Mpela.
Mpela.
All right. No wonder you did copywriting. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, you need to know how to pronounce things. I used to act in the studio. I must say things. Ida Murenje.
Yes. How many daughters you got, Brownie? How many daughters you got?
The ones that you know.
Yes.
No, the ones I don't know.
I'm cool. McG.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, like, you asking about the ones you know or the ones you don't know?
All of them,
yeah.
The ones that you know are three. The ones you don't know, I don't know. I'll go do the head count.
Hey, this nigga was rocking, eh?
Yeah, Brownie, yeah.
And they're all
I'm
beautiful,
dog. My guy. What do you expect?
They're all beautiful. You know, I'm asking him because I follow him on WhatsApp, and every single day is like, happy birthday to my daughter. Happy birthday to my daughter. Another one. And they're all beautiful, dog.
Hey, Brownie. What's the secret, my man?
It's ZCCT, my man.
It's
ZCCT.
Ayate.
Oh, that's ZCCT.
All right, thanks, Praoni. Love you long time, man.
All right, shut my guy. Thanks. I love your show, guys.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Praoni.
And please, you must make sure that CK doesn't get fired, no, for everything that he said.
Nah. We got that sorted.
He won't.
Our lawyer department is handling that.
Our lawyers, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll act
our
like I know what it means.
Our legal department, yes.
All right, cool. It's legal department.
What did CK say? Why would he get fired?
Yeah. Nah, he didn't, man.
I think people were just.
He said something about the writers.
No.
But it was his truth, and it was the truth.
Extra there. No, this really
no, I get it. It's that whole thing when you come on the show, people always think something's going to happen.
Yeah. No, that's bullshit, bro. Like, I don't get it. Like, you know, like, I don't get it, bro.
While we're on the calls, I want to call one of the guys who works here on the podcast network.
Who?
On the podcast and ride show, the car show.
Who?
Ntle.
Oh, okay.
Nigga's wild, man. Ntlizi.
I don't know him. I've never met him.
No, Ntle.
The light skinned guy.
Ntle.
He's a funny guy. That's the funny guy. Last guy.
Yes.
Oh, no, nah, I know him. I just
niggas wild. He took mushrooms this past weekend.
Oh. He took mushrooms. Oh, fuck yeah, no. Wow. Mac, everything is content. Never, never tell Mac anything. Spisa told Mac he's a porn star, and the whole country knows that Spisa is a porn star now.
Yeah, bro, what are we bringing Spisa on, bro? We gotta talk to Spisa, dog. And Spisa is dope, bro. He's got a story
also,
and a half.
Ask him play about Spisa's his recovery.
Got a story, man. A huge story.
Yeah, do you know about the recovery?
Recovery?
Yeah. Well, ask him play about it.
Who's recovering from what?
Ntle. He went for circumcision. And then decided to masturbate while he still had the...
Hi.
Hello?
Oh, you masturbated.
Hey, Ntle.
The stitches.
Sure.
Is it Ntle or Ntle?
Ntle.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, you're live on the podcast, bro. Saul's here, Coast Lady's here, man.
Ntle!
What's so funny, bro?
What's
so funny? Why are you laughing now?
I'm just like, I'm wondering what happened. What did I do now?
So we heard you were having shrooms over the weekend.
Yeah, my boy. Where did you hear that?
Man, I've got chillers everywhere. I got ice everywhere. I'm a rotter everywhere, that's... boy.
Yeah, my boy. I had some shrooms, my boy.
How was the experience, boy?
But funny enough, they gave me a bit of shrooms and they're like, ah, no, you must expect a high. Ah, no, I didn't even get a high. I didn't feel anything. You know what I mean? And but they said you needed to get a bit more. You know, but also because I think because we were drinking over the weekend and it was getting hectic. And I thought to myself, maybe I'll get a kick. I'll get it crazy and I'll see stuff. And I didn't see anything, dog. I was so annoyed. Maybe I got the baby shrooms, the baby ones.
Yeah, man. Imagine you got to do a show on the shrooms. Imagine that'll be legendary, dog.
Yeah. And psychedelics. Are they part of like psychedelics? I've heard about like psychedelics.
Yeah,
dog. And because the person who gave me the shrooms was like, dog, you're about to like skyrocket and you're gonna feel like you're in the sky, dog. Ah, dog, I'm still on the ground.
So what are they, bro? Are they like literally like mushrooms? Like, you know, when you buy mushrooms at a grocery store?
But what they do is that they dry them out. Mm. So they're dry mushrooms. But
you can eat them.
Small strands of mushrooms, bro. And then you just take one and you live your best life.
And then how's the recovery coming along?
Maybe it's the next
day. Yes, the next day. Because we were on a 3-day event. I was at Bacardi, dog. And you know, like when you're there, like you buy your ticket and you drink the whole weekend. You don't pay for food, don't pay for alcohol. But the next day, I couldn't even stomach alcohol. Like, I was just like, nah. Because the recovery was hectic for me. I had to go sleep. I slept the whole day. I didn't even drink the next day because it was that hectic. So I think the hangover was worse than the high, which is kind of weird.
Bro, I'm not talking about the hangover. I'm talking about the recovery from your operation, the one you were telling us about where you masturbated.
Oh! No, I'm fine now, dog. I'm fine. Okay, wait, so in this context, I decided I've been putting it away for like 10 years. I've been saying, you know what, shit, I need to go get myself circumcised. And then for my birthday, I'm like, dude, I'm turning 31. Let me just give myself a present and go cut my polo neck.
And damn, then I went dog. And cut my polo neck. Foreskin till 31. Man, I know you're a thick skin in this game, but it does need to go on your dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went in and but here's the thing, you know that morning wood that you get in the morning?
Morning wood, yeah.
Dog, yeah. It literally ripped one of my stitches, so I had like a gaping hole, so I had to go restitch again. Oh. You know what I mean? So it took longer for me. So now the stitches are out and I'm ready to rumble, my boy.
Jeez.
Wait, so when you were masturbating while healing, it wasn't painful?
Who told you that?
Wait.
Okay, no.
Said,
so what happened was...
Didn't Meg just say masturbation operation?
Look, dog. Like, you know when you take your morning coffee? You need to take your morning wank, dog. That's the truth. And I was like, dog, it's been like 3 weeks, dog. And I'm just like, I'm backing up, bruh. So what I did is that I maneuvered it. And I finessed my boy. And he pulled my dog. And the car started and I went...
Hey, that's why.
Let me tell you, dog. Like, I've been saying that after my stitches go, I'm literally gonna fucking wank everywhere. And I'm not embarrassed about masturbating. Everyone does it.
Everybody masturbates, fam. Don't worry.
But not when you're trying to heal, dog.
There's just different levels of masturbation.
There's
niggas who sleep with the lotion like, on the side.
Thing.
You know what I mean? Then there's niggas who walk to the lotion. Different levels, though.
It was closed up. I was just waiting for the stitches to come out because they have to come out by themselves.
I was healed up. I'm like, ah, there's just stitches here, Mosiah. Fuck, and I just did it.
That's wild, dog. All right, we got to start vetting our employees, man. Where do you get this guy? It's wild.
No, we need these real, these are real people.
Yeah, these are real people.
The con, like, you know, the criteria should be, do you wank? Do you sleep with a lotion on the side of the bed?
Oh, man. That's you wank from if you just podcast and ride.
Podcast and ride, yeah. Shout out to Bear, bro.
Yeah, crazy
yeah man. Yo. He's crazy. When I heard that story, remember he told us last time.
I know, yeah. We were even saying, we're like, no, we need you on the show, dude.
Yes. Hey, man, so you got to do the shows with the spectacles. No.
Eh?
Like the spectacles, I
have
a permanent fixture.
I'm not reading.
Oh yeah, hey, it's so weird. Though,
even
yeah.
For cars,
remove them. Though. It's so weird. It's like, hey, which one is this one? It's like, you know, it's like,
it's like you're like, looking into the man in the mirror. Yes, all.
Hey.
Anyway, shout out to our patrons, right? So Maanda has been with us since the 3rd of May, 2021.
Oh, wow. Shout out to Maanda.
Yeah, paying $5 a month. Oh. Shout out to him, man.
Oh, shout out Maanda.
Shout out to Sana. Shout out to Mtwa.
Oh, it's Maanda. It's Maanda. Venda.
Oh, Maanda.
Maanda.
Maanda. Yes. Power.
Okay. Power. Yeah, power. Yeah, yeah, Maanda.
Hey, you have to bring Maanda.
Maanda. Hey. How? Maanda where?
Hey, what? Dog. It's Maanda. Oh.
Like
oh,
you.
What?
Okay, fuck, Ghost Lady, you read them, eh?
Okay, please.
Okay, you read.
Yeah, yeah. Read, yeah, please, okay. Ghost Lady, read. Let's up. Not butcher people's names,
yo,
you know?
Like a whole vendor name. Maanda.
I'm the Tulipi of reading names.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, it is Maanda, okay, who pays $5 per month. And then there's Sana, who pays $8 per month. And there's Ntwa, who pays $10.
Yeah, they've been with
month.
Us since we started the Patreon thing.
Shout out. So these are the super chillers.
Yeah, super chillers.
Shout out. Shout out, Maanda.
Just read some more. Just read Sana, some more. Like Maanda, five more Twa. Names there.
And then there's Ndawunde. Mm. And they, like, is it $70?
I don't read the amounts. Just read the names. It's
oh,
fine.
Okay.
Yeah, because if they just give anything, that's to us means the world.
Wisdom, $5.
All right. Let me read. You push it the names, you push it the amounts. Let me read.
But we said, don't say the amount.
Oh.
$5. $6. All right, shout out, man. It's Maanda. It's Sana.
He's repeating now.
You're repeating the name.
Ntwa Katane. Okay. It's Dude Bernardo. N. It's Wisdom Basera. It's Jeremiah Khoroba Patu. Katleho Mutlowung. Moses Shosi Mukwena.
We'll read some more.
Dean Masaya. Sabelum Gelose.
Danko.
Dean Goldbaum.
Dean Goldbaum. That's my best friend from primary school.
Yeah.
Who?
Dean Goldbaum.
Fuck you, because you said, that's enough. That's enough. Oh, stop. That's enough. Oh, fuck
Dean
you.
Dean
Goldbaum
is a Patreon.
Yeah, Dean
Goldbaum. Let me see.
And if, yeah, Dean Goldbaum.
Fuck,
yeah.
That's my best friend from
Dean
primary
Goldbaum.
School.
Dean
dog.
Goldbaum.
Wow.
Shout out.
Oh, thanks, Dini.
Shit, man. Yeah. Also,
shout out. Dude.
Also.
Shocker, dude.
Shout out to Khatlik. Tahane. I was never going to mention him, but he's a primary school guy. He's a big chiller.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, on Instagram, you remember me from primary? I'm like, nah, fuck you. I know, you know. Like, big chiller.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah,
Dean
it reminds
Goldbaum's
me of
my
Gil
boy,
Goldbaum.
Dog.
You said I'm going to stop reading.
Okay, yeah, we
thank
get it.
God. Thank God.
Exactly, right?
Well done for that.
But anyway, shout out to all our patrons. If you want to support, let's be honest, there's no perks. Like, yo, we're already doing a lot. So to try and do those behind the scenes things, we're not there
it's
yet.
A lot,
but it's a lot.
Man,
but
like,
we will get there.
We need a
but if you just want to support the channel, please become a Patreon and contribute with however much you want to contribute.
Yeah.
To us, it's about supporting the channel. Like you heard Mbusi Ngozi, what he said. Yo. The advertising industry is very weird. Oof. You know what I mean? And as a podcast that makes the kind of numbers that we make, we literally don't make how much we deserve to make simply because of the...
And we're fine with it because we do it because we love this.
Because we love it.
You know, but
thank
it's just
you.
Disheartening when you hear that shit. You got 10 rand, but you could have 100 million.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, literally. That's like, because whoa. People think, wow. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, so like, you know, it goes a long way. All the chillers, subscribers, and it's as cheap as 10 rands.
Yeah.
Well, imagine if every subscriber, not even every, because that's... Imagine if someone's phone rang. Imagine if like...
It's like a whole...
25% of our people just give 10 rands.
Yeah.
You know, it'll go a long way. What's that?
Would be band proof.
Yes, it would be band proof because it would ban us and would still fly to.
No, 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 not band proof. Brand proof.
Oh, and still band proof. What was what band proof already? Yeah, they yeah. can't ban us or whatever. Yeah, yeah, it would be brand proof because we wouldn't need to. Major League's got a huge thing happening in Brixton, England. We could just go there.
Sure.
You know, we don't need a sponsor to fly us out. We just go there on the backs of trailers.
Yeah.
We do so many. Do you guys so want many. Us to interview Peter Musumane?
We could go there.
With membership, we could literally just fly to Egypt and interview Peter Musumane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah, I want us to interview Ronaldo, whatever.
We could.
We could just go to Manchester and with the on the back of chillers.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But it's all love. We do what we do for love, man. Of course. That's why when all sponsors leave and whatever, we'd be here doing it.
Man,
it's therapy for me.
Yeah.
I know it's therapy for people as well.
For sure.
You know how they receive it. But for me, it's therapy. Just come in and be... And forget about the world. And just
also, man, I've left it to God. To you guys. Like, whatever God has in store for us.
Yeah.
Like, I've stopped worrying about all
this
stuff.
It's bigger than all of us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, God is at the driving seat. Yeah. God is at the wheel.
It's bigger than all of us.
Not Ole.
We have to just be not, like not birds.
Ole. Ole.
Ole.
Ole is at the wheel.
Oh, Ole is at the wheel.
Tell me how that does it feel. Hey, Man United broke my heart, man.
Oh.
Fucking hell, Man United.
You out of the Champions League.
Bro. Soccer time.
You don't belong there, though. You guys are just imposters, you know, like. We're in the league club.
What do you support, so?
Man City.
Oh.
Best team in the world.
Oh.
The best team. Me and
they started watching soccer last week.
Yeah.
No, 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 we didn't, but we started picking teams last week. And that's fine. When you pick Manchester United, and you picked Arsenal, and you picked Liverpool, and you picked Leeds, which you no longer support now, you probably support Chelsea, all of you guys picked teams when they were at the highest level, and they were performing well. No one ever picks African Wanderers in the PSL to support. You pick the best fucking team. So if I picked my team, if I was smart enough to wait till I was 30 to pick my team, don't put it on me. It's not my fault. You so fuck you.
And,
like, I hate that. Huh?
You remind me of...
Yeah, the wheel does turn, just not with Ole behind it.
You remind me of... you know those people that are like, oh, man, I'm a chiller, I'm a chiller. I love that episode you did with Tavon Beki.
You know, Tavon Beki.
Oh, fat story, story time. So, waiting for my hour.
Oh,
right?
Was that your cue? Was that your cue to start?
It sounds like my cue.
Okay.
I don't know if he meant it or not, but okay. So when we went for Malaga and we got scammed, him and I, you know, and I'm telling Mac, talk, I saw it from the
bro,
kickoff.
Are we going to... Talk about that scam. Because a lot of people think Tom Cruise is coming on the show. I saw a lot of comments.
No, guys. Tom Cruise was not going to come
bro,
on the
let's
show.
Bro, let's tell the scam.
However.
Let's just tell.
Okay, let's tell him the scam.
Yeah, fuck it.
Paramount Studio wants to sue us. Fuck you. Come through.
Then let's just
sue
tell
us.
Story.
We have nothing to take. Sue us, Paramount Studios. Yeah.
Let's tell the story.
Let's tell the story.
You break it down. I know you can do this.
No. But I feel like we shouldn't.
Why?
I feel like... Okay, but the thing is, it's because of...
Should we consult our lawyer first?
No. No, it's not even a legal thing. It's not a legal thing. I feel like it's a...
Okay, forget
it's
about...
It's cool.
I say, talk about
we
the story
learned a
going.
Lesson, we learned a lesson from the scam, right? We are too accessible, right? So, one of our guys got an email...
are you not telling the story?
Yeah, tell the story. Forget about Paramount.
You know I'm telling the story when I said one of a guy could.
But you just right before that you said I'm not telling.
I'm not telling. Yeah, so you did a
no. Fuck it.
Oh, okay.
Like we're a podcast. Bro. These are our people, right? Okay. And also we learn from it. So whoever will try, and you know, I thought of something so crazy, and it may be very depressing, but it's true. Right, but I'll tell it afterwards. Just remind
actually, let's leave the story. Actually,
Aye.
Let's leave it.
Okay,
on,
let's leave it.
We'll
guys, we'll tell the story on another day.
Yeah.
No.
You'll take this part out, ne?
Oh no! I think this is a great part. Just to
nah. It's either we tell the story.
Cliffhanger. It's a cliffhanger.
Nah, tell the story. We don't.
I say just talk about the traveling, the whatever. Just
yes,
forget about
I was
Paramount,
talking about the traveling
about,
of because
yes.
What were we talking about before that?
Don't mention.
Yeah, let's pick it up from the chiller Tavon Beki. Yes, let's pick it up from there. Let's do the story.
What did I say? What did you say, Tavon Beki?
I said it's like someone who says I'm a chiller, and they're like, I love that interview you did with Tavon Beki.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay, let's... Oh, yes. It reminds me of when in Mpumalanga, remember?
Yes,
we're chilling. So we're at like an establishment at a hotel, right?
Yeah.
And this guy can hear by our conversation that, no, man, these guys, it's like there's some... So they imported the bit, you know.
And he's pooped drunk.
Yeah, he's drunk. He's drunk. You know, he doesn't... He's drunk. He comes... He's like, oh, yeah, guys, me...
I know the owner.
I know the owner. And we know the guy who knows the real owner, and we've met the real owner. Yes, it's a female.
It's a female.
And he's like, no, man, I know the owner is Yaku van Rijnsburg or whatever. You know, we're like, oh, cool, man, nice one, bro. Nice one. That's great. That's amazing. You're good. And then he goes on to say that, oh, I love the interview you did with Edin Sodi. So now he's trying to bring up the businessman part of it, you know. Edin Sodi. So he only recognizes Mac, not me, which is cool because maybe he knows the show from Channel O.
Sure.
And I'm not in the shot, so it's like, whatever. And then we play along. Up until later on, he goes, ah, that Edin Sodi question. I'm like, yo, bro, there's no Edin Sodi.
No.
Like, there was no fucking Edin Sodi. Like, who are you? I'm the producer of the show. I know everything that happens on the show. Oh. I'm like, yes, though, we did not. Stop! It's okay to just say, yeah, I know you from somewhere.
Yes.
Oh, I see. You know what I mean? Now you're trying to bring clout, Edin Sodi, and never interview the guy.
Yeah.
And so people do that. So you act like a fan and be like, oh, Saul, I like the song. Like, it happened. I like the song you did. And they hum a song that I did not make. It's like, it's okay to just say you know me and you like my work. You know what I mean? But don't be, especially if you know. You're bullshitting yourself.
Yeah.
So I can't be bullshitted in your bullshit.
It's 100%. People who lie too much who do that. They just they exaggerate their lies.
No, he started from the lie to say he knows the owner. And then later on I said, oh, here's the guy who knows the owner. Who owns this place? And then you could see him going, oh, fuck. You know what I mean? Because we're there because of the guy who owns, well, who knows the owner. Oh, no. And we're like, oh, this guy says he knows his best friend is the owner, and we know the owner's female, and he mentioned a male name. Mm. And then it was like Curtis.
That guy was weird, man. And he's like, his wife is going to pick him up. And then later, he's like, can you use our phones so he can call?
He asked for your charger, then he asked for your charger. And then this one, and you're like, oh, bro, just. There's no need for that, man.
We're like, hey, dog, we've just been scammed, dog. Yo.
You can't scam us again.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, don't do that, man.
Yeah, man. Anyway, we're out of here. Anything I'm missing?
Yeah, my party!
Oh, yes. Dude, this has gone from being a party to a festival now. It's a festival.
Yo, man, my party's going to be wild.
It's going to be wild.
Thing is, man, there's so many, like, I think it's the power of the podcast. And so many people who are willing to make time to be there, right? Because, like, it's crazy.
The love is insane.
We know how big the podcast is, but it's insane. You know what I mean?
The love is real.
Yeah. So, 25th, Propaganda. New addition to the lineup.
Damn it.
In Pretoria.
Castle.
25th. Next week, Friday, 25th of March.
Marumba Peach!
Marumba Peach! Fuck you! I took my fucking...
Restart.
My
restart.
Moment.
Restart.
No, fuck. Let's leave it. Marumba Peach. They're going to be there,
man. Those guys are good. Those guys are good.
Was it Madonna?
Hey.
Marumba Peach!
Bro, how are you going to fit that whole lineup from 6 until...
You know why? Because we had a set lineup. I mean, we're Ndogzin, we've got Tux, and all these people have hits.
Yeah.
Tux and DJs have got crazy hits. Sapta, okay, Tugule too, with Kirins KB. Heavy K, Donald, Ndogzin. Ndogzin did John Wick, right?
Yeah.
And then Mtura decided to put him in the credits, and it did...
You said that last week, but I'm not surprised you don't then remember.
He did. Yeah, last week I was
on Monday.
And then he did Steven Seagal. He did Siga Bopa. You know what I mean? There's Buke, Nkolele, there's Lady Do. Oh gosh, like there's DJ Jaws. Oh my word. And this guy with this huge hit called Lufuno. What's his name?
He wears spectacles now. He wears spectacles now, okay?
What's his name?
He's rebranding. He wears spectacles now.
Oh, yeah, oh, flip. Yeah. Robot Boy is the host.
Wow, man.
Olufega is another host. DJ Fantas is there. Vinjori, my boy, is there that I work in the studio. You'll know Vinjori. I'm working with him in the studio. It's so, like, it's crazy. And people, and then Cesar Alcala, oh, flip, I can't say his name. Is a guest.
Surprise.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Then, you know, like, then he is on as a surprise guest. It's nuts.
Dude,
and I'm thinking,
this the craziest party you've ever had?
It's the craziest party, guys. Like, it's going to be nuts. Yeah. You understand the hits and the magnitude of the lineup.
It's going to happen in
It's
going
to be nuts, guys. 25th.
I'm detoxing the whole week.
You better.
This. Yeah.
Detox the whole week because Friday, propaganda. 25th of March is going to be nuts. I am pro.
Soulchella.
Yay.
Soulchella.
Soulchella.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Soulchella event.
Soulchella.
Soulchella event coming soon. No, I'm serious. Soulchella.
Yeah?
Because you know what's happening now? On the 2nd of April, they want my birthday party. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Oh.
2nd of April in Newcastle at Scrapyard.
Yes.
You and I are there.
Wow.
Olufega is there. Marumba Pitch is also there.
Wow.
They want another leg of the birthday party.
Yeah, but.
Mpumalanga wants another leg of the birthday party. Western Cape wants another leg of the birthday party.
Popstar, is this you?
Rands wants another leg of the birthday party. So I can't have birthday parties till December. So Soulchella is coming to a fucking town near you. Soulchella. And he came up with the name right here. Soulchella. Soulchella,
yes, yes,
yes, yes. Soulchella,
next one, though, man. Yeah, yeah.
Soulchella. I love it,
though.
Fucking Soulchella.
So, Melican came up with the name.
Wow, he stole it. Wow, he stole it. It's about who came up with it first.
The mic first.
It's about who made it the first on the podcast. On wax. He...
Literally.
Oh, I got a feeling that's going to be the promo.
Guys.
It's going to be, hey.
Hey, man, we out of here. Podcast and chill.
So chill.
Email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.